This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart along with Dave Bourne, and thank you for joining us for your noon hour. You know what I like about Newsmakers, Dave?
Besides your show?
You know what I like about my show?
Yes.
One day we're talking about how the earth is going to open up and swallow half of us and how we're going to cope. And
right.
You know, maybe tomorrow we're going to talk about some of the challenges of elected leadership in the city. And, you know, hitting some news and some difficult topics. And then we get to talk about fun stuff like drinking beer.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We get to talk about youth sports in the community. We get to talk about nonprofits that are doing great things. So it's a little bit of everything on Newsmakers. So welcome, everybody. We're with you every weekday at the noon hour to talk about local ideas and initiatives and institutions and ideas. And I said that already. And individuals. And
you went down your checklist and went,
I should memorize that and say the same order every day. Okay. Par Dave has to work with rank amateur who cannot get it right on a day-to-day basis. But welcome, and I'm glad you're all with us. Today, we have a fun one. We have some fun things to talk about. In studio with us is Jason Unruh. I knew how to pronounce him, then I read it wrong off my piece of paper. And Jason has a lot going on. He's executive director of the Hoopla Association. And, of course, we're going to talk about the Salem Winter Brew Fest coming up this week. There's lots to talk to Jason about, actually. This man, I don't know that he sleeps much, but he's a busy guy and has long roots in the Salem community. So, Jason, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. And so you are executive director of a nonprofit called the Hoopla Association, and maybe the listener has never heard of Hoopla. So before we dive into this week's event, tell us a little bit about that association, because I know this all falls under the Hoopla umbrella.
Yep. So thanks for having me, first of all. I'm excited to be here and talk to you guys. Longtime Salem resident, Salem Kaiser resident, just happy to be here. But 1999, my dad, Carol, and a gentleman by the name of Jim Niffen started the Hoopla Association. I was in on the beginnings as well. I was a 26-year-old kid, and life was a lot different back then. But we started Hoopla, which is now the second largest 3-on-3 tournament in the nation. But we just started as a little old 3-on-3 tournament out in front of the State Capitol building in 1999. The first year we had 151 teams.
That's a lot for the first year.
Yeah, we were happy. You know, we had a little built-in advantage because at the time, my dad and I, we were managing the Hoop basketball club here in town. So we were basketball guys and we'd, you know, lived here a long time. So we did, you know, we had a little bit of a head start that way, but 151 teams was great. And we've just built and built and built from there. And last year we had over 1,000 teams in our 20th year.
3-on-3 teams.
Yeah. And so some people may be familiar with the Spokane Hoop Fest. That's the world's largest 3-on-3 basketball tournament in Spokane. They're on about year 26 or 27. And to put it in perspective, they have close to 7,000 teams at their event. And by all accounts, we're the second largest at just over 1,000. So, from our opinion, you know, we strive to be the most quality 3-on-3 basketball experience, mm-hmm. and every game's refereed. Our infrastructure of coaches and volunteers and helpers is in my opinion unmatched. And you know, we really aim to give participants, spectators, sponsors, volunteers, like the most quality experience that we can. And I think that's why people keep coming back. It's pretty impressive. It surrounds the entire State Capitol building. We're on both sides, Court Street and State Street. And that event takes about 1,000 volunteers to put on. And the impressive thing to me about those 1,000 volunteers is probably over half of them are high school kids. And to see kids giving of themselves, I know both my daughters, they're a freshman and a seventh grader, and they can't wait to volunteer at Hoopla. Mm-hmm. And just to see kids giving of themselves and wanting to be a part of a community event and work hard and not want to go home and not complain about working, really, it warms a dad's heart and it warms an organizer's heart. So anyway, we're very proud about Hoopla and where that's going, and we're continuing to do it into the future. It's the first weekend of August every year. It's August 3rd and 4th this year.
Could you grow to 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 teams?
I mean, it's definitely possible, and it's funny because I know how I feel and I know what I say, but then I was reading an article from the Statesman from, it was late 90s or early 2000s, and I was posed the same question, and it's like, do you want to grow? And my answer was the same back then as it is now. So I'm glad I stayed consistent, I guess, over the last 20 years. But we want to grow as long as we can maintain the quality of the event. And that's having a referee on every court, having at least one scorekeeper and timekeeper on every court, having the personnel to manage a certain amount of courts, and, you know, mm-hmm. to just where we can keep things quality, keep things safe. And just, again, provide everybody with the best experience possible. But we have the real estate down there to grow. We have the time. Just takes more courts and more time to grow. So,
and more money and more volunteers and more teams. And
Right.
Yep.
All right. So that's the Hoopla Association. It's a nonprofit, and it oversees not just the Hoopla event. So this week, we're all looking forward to the Salem Winter Brewfest.
Yep.
Right? You want to tell us a little bit about how this started? And,
yep. So Hoopla, a lot of people don't know, we operate three events in town, and it's Hoopla. We also took over the operation of the Bite and Brew of Salem in 2012, which is an event that's been going on since about 1994. Last year, we rebranded it to be named Cherry Fest Northwest, and it was Salem's 4th of July fireworks show and five-day festival. And then 5 years ago, or in 2015, this will be our fifth year, we started the Salem Winter Brew Fest. We were confident in the kind of events that we can put on. Beyond the goodness that we do for the community, we're into creating memorable experiences for people. And this is the time of year where we really feel like Salem's looking for something to do, a reason to get out.
Amen to that, right? And days are short and cold and sometimes damp. And January's, January, February are very
usually
difficult. Yeah.
Usually it's not like this outside, right?
Yeah, so we created the Salem Winter Brew Fest in 2015. And it's a four-day beer, cider, music, food festival right across the street from the State Capitol building. And this year it'll go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's a really cool event. The tent is warm, so if people go, I don't want to go out there in the cold, it's very comfortable in there. It's a incredible atmosphere. We have great beer and cider options. We have cocktails. We have, in my opinion, an incredible music lineup. Mm. And then there's food for people down there. And then we've done lots of little things to even make it a better experience for people. We've gotten a lot of donations, and we're doing a raffle, and it's some really cool items that we're going to be raffling off this year.
Right. Let's dive into that after our break.
Yeah.
Because we're talking to Jason Unruh of the Hoopla Association, and we're going to talk after the break about more in detail on Salem Winter Brewfest, how you get there, where you park, what it costs, what some of the music are, how many opportunities you have to overeat and overdrink. All right, so stick with us. You listen to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and Jason Unruh is our guest in the studio today of the Hoopla Association that runs Cherry Fest in the summer, runs the Hoopla event, and now in the doldrums of winter has brought us an event, Salem Winter Brew Fest. It's a fourth year operating, a fifth year wow. operating. And it gives us something to do and to distract us leading up to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Something, yeah. And the days are short. I rejoiced today when I looked and found out that sun doesn't set till 5:15.
Hey. Now,
so
so this is basically an event for those Super Bowl winners that their team's not in the Super Bowl. Is that how it is?
No. I'm kind of heartbroken because I was pulling for the Saints big time, but
you know, yeah, they were talking about redoing that game, but didn't happen.
That'd be a can of worms that it would you probably be, don't it? Want to yeah. go down.
Yeah, a lot of controversy.
I can think of some games I'd love to have replayed from years ago.
Yes, I know you coached. Jason coached actually basketball here locally. He went to South Salem, and he coached girls at South Salem and at West Salem.
I coached. I was an assistant coach for the boys in the early to mid '90s at South Salem under the legendary Barry Adams. That's who I got to play for, and coached with him. And then from 2003 to 2014. I was the girls' basketball coach wow. at West Salem wow. High School.
It's a long run. Mm-hmm. All right, so sometime we're going to have a brew, and you can explain to me the game.
As I'd be happy to.
Baseball and sometime football coach. Basketball is just not something I've ever really – I'm outing myself as being a basketball moron. So, all right, but we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the Winter Brew Fest. So you said it's across the street from the Capitol. Do you mean by the fountain?
Basically on the fountain. Okay. The fountain's winterized, and that's where our main court of hoopla typically is. I believe that the correct name, it's the Capitol Mall. Mm-hmm. So
you got a big tent.
We have a huge tent. Warmed. Yep.
And people park on the street?
No street closures. Okay. You can park on the street, but then there's certain times, like all day Saturday, in the evening on Friday, for sure. We have the underground parking structure, which is directly underneath that. It's a gem for all those that participate out there in Hoopla or come down to the Winter Brew Fest. It's the best spot. There's probably a couple thousand parking spots.
Wow.
Directly below. It's off of, you enter in off of Chemeketa Street, mm-hmm. which is one block north of Court Street. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a awesome place to park. Safe and dry, and then you walk straight up and you're at the Brew Fest.
All right, so lots of beverages. You mentioned music lineup. So what times of the event can we expect to find some music down there?
So Wednesday is our VIP kickoff party, and it's, you know, a thank you to a lot of our supporters, volunteers, sponsors, that kind of thing. And they get some perks that go along with being a VIP. But
so when should I be there?
4:00. Absolutely, you're a VIP. We also open it up to the public that evening just to enter in for free. And we just there's only a couple different brands that sponsor that night that we serve. Lagunitas Brewing and Two Town Cider are the co-sponsors for that evening. But anybody out there that wants to come down, it's free entry that evening, 4 to 10. Thursday is $5 cover charge to get in, and we're open from 4 to 10 on Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday, we're open from 4 to 11, and Saturday is 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Wow.
It's $25 to get in that day, but that includes a glass and a certain amount of taste tickets. Mm. But you can also go online right now and get a discount. If you pre-buy them early. So SalemWinterBrewFest.com is where you can go in and get a discounted rate on the tickets for Friday and Saturday.
That's SalemWinterBrewFest.com. Log on now, get your tickets, and perhaps some discounts. And Saturday, so $25, and you get a glass, you said, mm-hmm. and you get some tasting tickets
six
already.
Six taste tickets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an expensive event to put on. But it's also, we feel like the quality between, you know, the music and then the offerings that you get down there, we feel like it's very worthwhile and a fair price.
Are we going to see some taps of local breweries?
Oh, yeah.
In Oregon?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Salem, you got so many in Salem already.
We have Gilgamesh, Salem Ale Works, Chicha, which is a new-ish brewery and restaurant in West Salem. They're going to be represented, and then we've got lots of beers from all over Oregon. I, you know, the Bend area is amazing, and we have Deschutes and Worthy and Crux and Boneyard and places like that from Bend. And there's some Hop Valley out of Eugene. They've really become a huge brand kind of nationwide. But we have over 100 different beers and ciders represented.
Wow.
That's impressive.
You mentioned two towns, and I know it's very popular. It's out of Corvallis.
Yes.
Right? Very popular. And other ciders as well?
Yep, we've got plenty of ciders. Two towns, they've been amazing supporters of our event, and we'll have at least 8 different kinds of ciders from them. It's interesting. They launched their pineapple cider. I don't know if you've ever tried that.
Sounds good.
They launched that at our event last year, and it was the biggest seller out of all the beers, all the ciders at our event last year. And our family business, we serve alcohol all year long, and the pineapple cider is so popular, so incredible. People that want no part of cider taste it, and they're like, yep, I'll have one of those.
It's good to hear. Well, let's touch on the family business a little bit, because you do have the association you're executive director of, but also there's family business to run Oregon Beverage Services, right? So just give us a quick overview of what does Oregon Beverage Services do?
We do alcohol management, and we do it all over the Northwest. We do...
Hold on. You're going to have to define alcohol management for us.
Yeah, right.
We will. Checking IDs and providing bracelets and security, or what does that mean?
So, for example, we do all the alcohol management at the Oregon State Fair, and they hire us, and we come in, and we get the event licensed, insured, set up all the bars out there, hire all the security for those bars, decorate the bars, hire the bartenders. All the bartenders are licensed. And then... you know, we manage all the alcohol during the event, and we open up with, I think, like 13 or 14 bars throughout the entire facility. And then when the concerts go, we'll open up another 5 or 6 spots. But it's cool, you know, especially like at the State Fair, we're very proud of how we've represented them and made it so there's unique experiences for people going to the fair, but where it's not just in your face trying to shove alcohol down your throat. That's not our intention. We always want to do things safely and responsibly.
That's kind of the opposite of managing, right?
And keep it a family affair.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Because you do a lot of fairs and events.
Yes.
You mentioned during the break how you get to learn from going to those events about things you want to incorporate in the local events.
Right? Yes. I mean, it's amazing how when you're in it, basically your whole life, but then, you know, you're exposed to all these different experiences. You really see what works and what doesn't work and things that you want to try at your own event. And so it's really, it's a fortunate spot we're in, and it's fun. You know, I've said this before, but you create memorable experiences for people and long lasting memories. And I can remember as a kid, you know, I mean, there was the Salem Angels baseball team that played out at Chemeketa, and going to the art fair in Salem, and, you know, all those different little events. I mean, those are the things that as a kid just stick with you, and being with your family and going to those things. And so that's really what we try to do, is create long lasting memories.
Oh, I'm sure you've done that for thousands, untold thousands, with the Hoopla. Okay. So that's Oregon Beverage Services. You're hired by organizations that are putting on events. I mean, an individual would hire for a party.
So, I mean, we can do big events like fairs and festivals. We've done the Pendleton Whiskey Fest, which had Blake Shelton and Pitbull last year, Maroon 5 the year before, Zach Brown Band. But we also do weddings, quinceañeras.
Yeah.
I did a dog show one time and made $3 in tips in 8 hours. I don't think I sold 10 drinks the whole night, and that's fine. You know, we take the small events with the big events.
Oh, that's good to know.
But we do all sorts of weddings.
That's kind of business that people are not familiar with and don't know who to turn to if they are going to have a big wedding or a family reunion or, you know, even a corporate retreat. So happy to plug you, Jason.
Thank you. Justin. Appreciate that.
Andrew and his family, Oregon Beverage Services. All right, right back to Salem Winter Brew Fest this week, Wednesday through Saturday. And for some reason, they're taking Sunday off. I don't know why.
Super Bowl. There wouldn't be anybody there.
We talked about.
We've actually thought about opening on Super Bowl.
Actually,
but
there would be.
You can't advertise. Yeah. You can't say the words. We'd have to say we're showing a football game
on Sunday. Yeah. As long as you're not replaying the Pro Bowl, it might be entertaining.
It'd be the big game.
Back to the event. We talked about you had 100 different beers and ciders. What about the foods? Because you have to feed
people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We have 3 different food vendors, and Fat Schlags is a local concessionaire that does concessionaire food vending at all sorts of fairs and festivals. We've got Mike Adams from Adams Rib.
Know him well.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Good man.
Excited about that. And then I should know the exact name of this, but I just call it Lucy's.
Lucy.
And she's doing Euros. And I don't want to quote her whole menu because I don't know it off the top of my head.
It's good, though.
Anyway, we have a good array of options. We've also got some different people coming down and vending snacks, and so there's a good variety for people. We love people to eat down there, but we also work really well with we want to be a part of downtown, and so I think it's great if people go out to dinner at a local restaurant downtown and then come to our event, or come to our event for a couple hours and then go have dinner somewhere downtown. We all want to be successful, and we want to be a part of downtown. We don't want to be a reason why, people look at us and go, "Oh, geez, here come these guys again." We want to be a good partner to everybody.
Okay, so 5 years. What have you seen as far as attendance growth in the 5 years? Because we've seen quite a bit of change about a number of people who are living downtown the last 5 years, and didn't know if that was an impact.
The attendance has been really good. I mean, we did a good job the first year of getting people there, but it was also the first time, and you're trying to grow it. And so we've seen a spike in attendance, from the first year on. Saturday, we're really confined by the space down there. We don't really have the ability to grow because there's a street on one side of us, cherry trees on two sides of us, and a big piece of lawn and grass, which is typically wet in the winter.
I'm sure they wouldn't mind if you were on it.
I would feel like Saturday night, it's pretty packed down there, but it's also the energy is incredible.
That's great.
So if you don't want the massive, massive crowd, I'd encourage people to maybe look at Thursday night or Friday night to come down.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more about it and other things that are happening in Salem. Stay with us. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Len Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. Want to let you know, tomorrow we're anticipating having the mayor on. So
what?
Yeah, it'll be nice to have him back. He hasn't been with us for at least a month or so. And if you've missed either the recap or watching his State of the City address, hopefully he'll recap some of the messages he gave there. So nice to have Mayor Chuck Bennett of the City of Salem on tomorrow.
I guarantee we'll talk about it.
He'll be on for the whole hour, which would be nice. And we're looking to talk to the mayor more frequently, either a mayor or a city councilor or maybe even a department head every Tuesday.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So we're going to try that for a while and keep abreast of the things our volunteer elected leadership is doing. By the way, if you like the show and want to share it, you can wait till it gets posted on the website and share the podcast, or go back to listen to some of our former shows on the podcast on kykn.com. So again, this is Newsmakers. I'm Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and the two of us are enjoying talking to Jason Unruh. The Unruhs are a long-standing Salem family, deep ties, and a lot of involvement in the community. I can't believe it's been 20 years on Hoopla. I remember it being launched. I'm like, there's 3-on-3 basketball?
You're right.
Yeah, and then it was so many teams the first year, over 100, right?
Mm-hmm. 151, yep.
Hey, let's launch an event and have 151 teams.
I actually played in it, too, the first, 5 years. Well, I was on a team that won the men's open division 3 of the first 5 years.
A man can play.
And then, I had good teammates.
He was a coach for, you know.
There's a lot of people claiming it was rigged, but.
Was your brother on the team?
No, we actually beat him 1 year, and he was better than me, way better than me. But we beat him 1 year in the quarterfinals, and that's probably the only thing I have over him.
So Jason Unruh, if you don't know the family, he did go to South, right, and coached at West. So I guess your allegiances are torn a little bit between schools. And your brother played basketball as well. He played some college ball.
Mm-hmm. He right? Yeah, he was state basketball player of the year in 1993 and then played in at St. Mary's in California and from 93 to 97.
All right, so Jason, one of his little tiny hobbies is being executive director of the Hoopla Association. It oversees three events. Of course, the Hoopla, which is going to be the first weekend of August, and Cherry Fest Northwest, which we'll talk about in just a second, and Salem Winter Brew Fest, which is this week. So it gives us something to do this week. Come on and have, listen to some music, have some food, try some beers and ciders we haven't tried. Right across from the Capitol Building, inside, indoor tent, lots of things to eat and drink Wednesday through Saturday. When's the first time it's open to the public?
Wednesday, 4 o'clock.
Wednesday at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you said Saturday's all day. It's like 11 to 11.
11 to 11.
And in the evenings, people can come in after work, 4 o'clock on Thursday, Friday.
Yep.
And stay to their heart's content as long as they, you know, balance out how much they're eating with how much they're drinking and take an appropriate pace.
Yes.
Right? We don't want people stumbling around.
And there's
downtown.
Uber and Lyft and taxis.
There
and
you go.
Designated drivers.
That's okay. Right.
Well, it sounds really great. So we'll head downtown. So everyone knows, if you haven't parked underneath the Capitol Mall, off of Shenandoah.
I didn't even know there was parking there.
It's impressive. It's two levels and two sides of the street. It's big.
And it goes for like two blocks.
Yeah.
Two city blocks.
Wow.
And there's a lot of... obviously, state goings-on, workers and visitors that go under there. So on the off hours, you're more likely to find parking under there. So anyway, sounds about easy to get to and fun to do on these days in which it's dark at 5:15 and you're not sure if you're going to go to bed. All right. SalemWinterBrewFest.com, right?
Correct.
All right.
So, and there's also discounted tickets available at HalfPriceOregon.com right now.
Half Price Oregon. I love it.
Yes.
HalfPriceOregon.com. Go there right now. Get some discounted tickets so you can get in less expensively. All right. Let's transition a little bit. Let's talk about summertime. Cherry Fest. It was formerly the Bite and Brew. Mm-hmm. It's the 4th of July event, right? So when did you take over the Bite and Brew, and how did it morph into Cherry Fest?
So Oregon Beverage, or some version of it, has done the alcohol and the alcohol management at the Bite and Brew since the inception in the early 90s. And the South Salem Rotary Club ran that event and put that event on. And so we were, you know, close with them and had good ties with them. And, you know, for a service organization like that, you get rotating boards or committee members or whatever. And, you know, no ill will towards them. They've been a great partner and it transitioned smoothly, but they were, maybe their passion for running the event was dipping a little bit. And so, we thought, hey, this is a great event that we want to see continue. And so the Hoopla Association took over that event in 2012. And, then last year in 2018, we just felt like it was misnamed a little bit. And, we weren't trying to mislead anybody or misrepresent anything, but we just, you know, the Bite, it's been harder to get, maybe some of the restaurants involved, and we were tending to have more fair type concessionaires there. And so we felt like that was a little misleading. And then to make it a little more, family, friendly and attractive to families, we wanted to get the word brew out of there. Mm-hmm. And so, we really, with moving to the 4th of July weekend, we look at ourselves as a signature type event for the city in the summer, and really have aspirations of growing it, making it bigger, and making it a city type celebration. Yeah. Portland has the Rose Festival. We're the Cherry City, and so we named it Cherry Fest Northwest. We're proud of the name, and now it's just about educating people more. And getting them to understand that, because we really had the Bite and Brew in a great spot and a fun time and a good time of the summer. And so anyway, it's the same event organizers. It's the same kind of deal. We have food and music and beer and cider and a carnival for kids. And now we have the added benefit of a fireworks show on the 4th of July. And so it's really, it's a spectacular event. It was the coolest layout we've ever had last summer. And we're really proud of the event. Now it's just letting people know that it is the former Bite and Brew, and it is the same organizers, and it's the same quality of event. And again, it's something we're very proud of, and we just want to continue to grow.
Did I miss where it was?
It's down at Riverfront Park.
Okay.
In Salem. And we have great relationship with the city, and the city has put on their own fireworks show. You know, I don't know how many years.
Forever.
But we have such a good relationship with them, and they've been talking to us and asking us to step up, and you know, they're not in the event business, and they've been trying to get us to be a part of that. And anyway, it was really a perfect fit, and with rebranding it and being on the 4th of July now and the surrounding weekend, it's a really,
yeah, I like it.
We're encouraging people to stay in Salem, and you got everything you need right here.
I like it. Cherry Fest Northwest, right?
Correct.
See, I like the sounds of Cherry Fest. You've got the Rose, you know,
right.
Festival, but we've got Cherry Fest Northwest.
Yep. That's right.
I always try to encourage people to find reasons to stay in the Valley, and there's more and more reasons, right? From the Salem Winter Brew Fest to, I mentioned on another show, Cinco de Micro is a great event, and it benefits local nonprofits, so that's a fun in May.
Yep.
Seems like every weekend the summer there's something happening
Well, you have the World Beat Festival. That's the weekend before Cherry Fest. You've got the Salem Art Fair, mm-hmm. The State Fair towards the end. There's so many good things to do.
Yeah.
All right. There's something I want to touch on. I think people should know, actually, and it has to do with Hoopla. You were talking about all the partners, because you said 1,000 volunteers and this and that. And so you partner with a lot of youth organizations, youth sports organizations, and schools to help them, one, learn how to give back, but two, to also make some money for their organizations.
Yep.
So I want you to tell a listener about that.
Yeah, so we enter into service agreements with a lot of different local sports teams, and but we've also, you know, we've had cheerleading groups, we've had bands and choirs and that kind of thing. So it's not all just sports oriented, but partnering with the sports teams has really been a good avenue for us. We really try to have at minimum all six public high schools in Salem represented. And last year we did have all six. And so we'll have, you know, we'll have the Sprague volleyball team and the West Salem track and field team and McKay baseball and North Salem volleyball, you know, and McNary boys and girls basketball. Which school have I not said yet? I won base South Salem. We had a team from South Salem. And so you never know. People will start blowing me up. Hey, you didn't say South Salem.
So So
I'm trying to be politically correct.
Some garbage duty,
yeah,
or some.
They'll do a job for us. They'll do scorekeeping, timekeeping, set up, tear down, garbage throughout the weekend, team check-in, handing out T-shirts. There's all sorts of different jobs that we need, and we'll pay them for doing that. And to see where your money, you know, clearly is being used and making an impact positively in kids and schools and sports programs or whatever program it is, it really makes you feel good. And we're very proud. And, you know, you see these, like I said earlier, you see these kids volunteering their time basically and giving of themselves. And I just know we have the same groups coming back year after year because those kids are like, Coach, are we doing this again? And they love being a part of things, and we need more of that.
So do you enjoy it when people that you have coached with still call you coach? Does that warm your heart?
I love it, man. I mean, being at West Salem for 11 years, I mean, so many of those girls that are now almost in their 30s, a lot of them are moms now, and their kids are playing in it, or some of them still help at the event and want to come back and to see them and share memories and, you know,
do you still coach in any capacity?
I don't.
No time for that, probably.
No interest.
That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, I can come back and we can spend a couple hours on
that. What
drives
you out of youth sports? If we had a show on that last week. We're talking to Jason Unruh. He is with the Hoopla Association. He's putting on the Salem Winter Brewfest this week, Wednesday through Saturday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're listening to 1430 KYKN. Salem's listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent along with Dave Bourne, and we're talking to Jason Unruh. Some fun things having to do with events in town, youth sports, events, activities. The topic of the hour has been Salem Winter Brewfest. But while you're not listening and listening to our great sponsors, we've been talking about other aspects of coaching and participating in youth sports and activities and some of the cool things. And I learned something. Jason, you have an event Thursday at the Winter Brewfest
in
Cornhole.
So we're doing a cornhole tournament. We're calling it the Cornhole Invitational. And nice. We are going to have 16 teams competing at, we're starting it at 5 o'clock on Thursday. And our great friends at Gilgamesh Brewing here in town are the lead sponsors for that event. And so anyway, we're just, you know, one thing with all of our events is we get done with an event and we're always trying to think, how can we make it better, a better experience? We never think, oh, we got it down perfect. We're always trying to get better. And so one thing, we wanted to try to do something Thursday to draw more people, have a little bit bigger crowd. And so we wanted to limit it to 16 teams this year. But I think down the road, it is something that people really enjoy doing. It's something that
it's,
you know,
fun.
Athletes, non-athletes, you don't have to be extremely athletic.
Why
to
did he look
be good
at me
at cornhole.
When he
said I was looking at myself.
So cornhole, that's fun. You have 16 teams, and next year, why do I think it's going to be 500?
It could be.
It's going to be crazy. Okay, and we're talking cornhole reminds me of spikeball, because both you see very prevalent on college campuses and what have you, and maybe that's for next year.
Absolutely. We got that whole grass lawn out from the Capitol.
You could use that.
I think Brent's got it. He's the commissioner of the spike ball, Winter Brewfest spike ball tourney.
How fun is that? I'd never heard of it. If you've got a child in college, they might have played, and now it's a big, big deal. And now you can see on ESPN cornhole tournaments, right?
Yep.
So things makes me laugh because you watch the movie Dodgeball.
Right.
Yep. And they were laughing about how it was being broadcast on ESPN, the Ocho, right? ESPN 8, because it's really down there on the list of priorities. But ESPN or ESPN 2 does cornhole. Mm-hmm. So very fun. And it's something you can do with a beer in your hand.
Yep.
Or while gnawing down on a sandwich or something. But spikeball, maybe next year.
We'll close the street.
We'll get it all out there. And people are traveling all over the country to play this thing. And if you're not familiar, it's basically like an exercise trampoline, right? And a ball you bounce. It's like four square. Well, we used to play four square in elementary school.
I remember that.
But it's really quick and really violent in terms of, you know, throwing that ball down and getting it to bounce and trying to, you know, get it away from your opponents kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's amazing, though, at these events. I mean, we always just have cornhole boards out. But also, like, there's always giant Jenga at all of our events. And people love doing that. And so anyway, it's always nice to have extra things for people to do.
Yes. Well, we're talking about the Brewfest. It's this week. Before we run out of time, we've got to remind everybody it's Wednesday through Saturday. So you can come down Wednesday night. You can park underneath the Capitol Mall there after 7.
Mm-hmm, right? Correct.
Or on the street. There should be plenty of parking after people go home from the Capitol Mall.
5 o'clock. Right?
Yeah. Or you can just walk over from your downtown job or from working at the Department of Revenue, Department of Justice, Department of Business Service, whatever, all those, you know.
We do. We get a lot of people coming down and a lot of legislators coming over.
Staff people, the legislature in session. And
hopefully they come have a couple beers, relax, and then go get something done. Maybe they can come together.
Are you suggesting they're not getting something
done?
No,
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. I just,
okay. Hey, I forgot, before we run out of time, I wanted to know some of the musical acts that you have.
Absolutely. we basically have close to the exact same lineup as we had the last year, and that's by design, because we had rave reviews on our music. Saturday Night is Radical Revolution. They're a 80s cover band, and they've been with our event now 3 or 4 years, and people love it. They're 7 to 11 on Saturday. Dance Hall Days is another cover band. They have twin sisters that are the lead singers, and they're incredible.
Nice.
And amazing voices. All the musicians are great. They're Friday night from 7 to 11. We have the Trevor Tagle Band, which is headlining Thursday night. He'll be from 6 to 10, and he does country music and has played at the Oregon Jamboree and a lot of fairs and festivals around. And then our friend Jacob Westfall, who actually had a little clip. He was one of the last people that, that almost got put on The Voice last year. And so anyway, he's Wednesday night from 6 to 10.
Wow, that's a good lineup.
Yeah,
that's great.
Well, so country music, you go Thursday.
Yep.
Country music and cornhole.
Yep.
Right? And Saturday.
Can't go wrong.
All day. Can't come Saturday night because I'm going to go see Bob Seger.
Awesome.
Yep. So, but maybe Thursday nights. Oh, that sounds pretty good. Are your teams already set? You had to register for, or did you register on the website? Or
we gave out teams. We may have one spot left that, you know, if people want to look at our Facebook page and social media, that we may be giving out today and tomorrow.
All right, SalemWinterBrewFest.com, right? And I guess if you're on Facebook, you can just search for Salem Winter Brewfest.
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
So you played and you coached, and you coached at a, you know, big school, had a major sport, and you're not involved in coaching anymore. Anything that about youth sports or family, youth and community sports that drove you out of coaching, or just with ran its course?
Oh, I don't think we have that much time. Maybe maybe another time. But I will say the majority of my experience in coaching was incredible, and the long-lasting friendships that you make with your players, and hopefully the positive impact that you had on them, and the relationships that you built with your coaches, and the community and parents and administrators. That's something you do miss. And overall, it can be a great thing. It's just, I like to encourage parents out there to be a good sport parent. Don't put too much pressure on your kids. Release your kids to their coaches. And, you know, I ask all coaches out there to take your job responsibly, do things the right way, and represent yourself and your school the right way. I think there's really a balance between the parents and the coaches that everybody can improve and get better.
I know that the 10 or 11 or 12 years that I coached youth baseball, I felt of it was really a value. You talk about the events, the things that people remember as after they grow up, and that kind of experience and that kind of community action. I really want to thank you, Jason Unruh, for doing all that and for bringing us Salem Winter Brewfest. You've been listening to 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Oh, the mayor tomorrow.
And the mayor tomorrow.
That's going to be fun. See you.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.